CMS officials have begun drafting guidelines for how the district will draw new school attendance zones. The student assignment process will be designed to address several goals, including reducing the number of schools that have high concentrations of poor and high-needs children. A new study could give CMS leaders another point to consider. Researchers have found that where students are assigned to attend school can have a spillover effect on neighborhood crime. I spoke to a co-author of that study, Dr. Stephen Billings. He's an economics professor at UNC Charlotte. Well, first we should point out that this study involved students who were teenagers enrolled in CMS schools. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Spell out the link that your research found between sending these kids from these same neighborhoods to the same school and a spillover effect into criminal activity.
We actually can measure criminal partnerships. So one of the main findings we have from this study is that you're six times more likely to commit a crime with a kid in your neighborhood if they were assigned to the same school.
There's an increase for all students, white, black, Latino, male, and female. But Billings found the strongest effect among minority males. His study looked at neighborhoods divided by a school attendance line. Take a neighborhood in East Charlotte. Before busing ended in 2002, all of those students went to Northeast Middle School. The school drew from neighborhoods where minorities accounted for just over a third of residents. After 2002, only half of that same neighborhood was zoned for Northeast, and the school drew from neighborhoods where only a fifth of residents were people of color. The other half went to Albemarle Road Middle School. Minorities accounted for about 56% of residents in the neighborhoods feeding into that school. Billings compared CMS data on these students between 2002 and 2009 with arrest records.
You really only have relationships or have these kind of peer effects happening within really a kilometer as we find most of our effects. So, you know, we're talking a very just over half a mile. And, you know, it's this combination of neighborhoods and schools that really matter. It's not just schools. It's not just neighborhoods. It's the combination of the two that seem to generate the strongest relationships that are showing up.
Did you discover why?
We cut the data in lots of different ways, and it consistently comes that people that tend to interact more are just more likely to do lots of things together, including criminal outcomes. And so the story is, when we used to have somewhat more integrated schools, we had a mix of more people. We tended to not have these types of relationships potentially develop. But as people, as we have become more concentrated, high-risk individuals for later criminal outcomes, we tend to see these relationships have developed more.
And that's the larger finding of Billings' study, that policies that increase housing and school segregation will also increase crime. Are there any cautions that you, as one of the co-authors of this study, would offer about applying this information or areas where you would advise to be careful about applying it?
The results of this study are very informative into the nature of peer effects, meaning that having lots of similar people around nearby really can lead to some very direct kind of interaction or direct peer effects. I think that peer effects are also very complicated in lots of other ways. So as we think about things like school assignment and other ways we might reorganize how kids interact, we have to think about other mechanisms that might be really important. Things like different role models or other types of opportunities for kids to learn either good or bad behavior from other kids. So in essence, it's a lot more complicated than just taking and saying, hey, if we break up kids that are very similar or in very high risk for crime, that we're going to solve all of our problems. There's also, of course, other ways that kids interact, and also the fact that there is positive peer effects that could also be leveraged. And so we need to think about the fact that if we break up some kids that are going to have positive interactions and they're very similar, we could be losing those.
Dr. Stephen Billings is an economics professor at UNC Charlotte. The study is called Partners in Crime, Schools, Neighborhoods, and the Formation of Criminal Networks. Dr. Billings, thanks very much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.